Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out radio magazine. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Appalachian Swing from the Kentucky Colonels, and we heard Clinch Mountain Backstep. Featured Roland and Clarence White, Billy Ray, Roger Bush, Bobby Sloan, and Leroy Mack. Recorded back in 1964, originally released on Liberty Records, but reissued on the Rounder record label. And that's a good intro to this week's program. This is part two of our two-part feature on the other anniversary. We've spoken a bit about the Beatles appearing on the Ed Sullivan Show 50 years ago, and last year it was the Rolling Stones going on their 50th anniversary tour. A lot of other things were happening 50 years ago that still affects folk music today, and we're going to listen to some more of those this week. I'm going to open up with a wonderful banjo player from down in Virginia. His name was Doc Boggs, and he sort of epitomized what was happening during this period. People were going back to the mountains and trying to find some of the traditional musicians who made records early in the century. Doc Boggs made his first recordings in 1927. He didn't make very many of them. Then he went back to the mines to work when they didn't really take off. But he was rediscovered by Mike Seeger, and he played a bunch of festivals and made an awful lot of recordings. This is from his Folkway years, 1963 to 1968, and the classic Sugar Baby from Doc Boggs on the Sing Out radio magazine.
All I can do say, I will sing you to your mom and it be day. Sing you to your mom and it be day. Got no sugar baby now. Got no honey baby now. Song. Who rocked the cradle when I'm gone? Who rocked the cradle when I'm gone? I rocked the cradle, I'll sing the song. I rocked the cradle when you're gone. Got no sugar baby now, I got no honey baby now.
Trouble on your mind. till I die. Gonna get trouble on your mind, gonna get trouble on your mind.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When we've been there, shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first be. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but
it's hard to imagine there once was a time in the recent past when Amazing Grace was not very well known, but back in 1963, Doc Watson and Gene Ritchie introduced it at Gertie's Folk City in a concert, along with Roger Sprung. If you listen real closely, Roger's singing some harmony back there. That's from Gene Ritchie and Doc Watson at Folk City, Smithsonian Folkways from 1963. Before that, we heard it from the New Lost City Ramblers from 1963. From their recording, Radio Special Number 1 and Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind from the old Frank Blevins and his Tar Heel Band. And that's on the compilation of the New Lost City Ramblers. Where did you come from? Where did you go? And before that, we heard from a fiddler who was a fixture at the Galax festivals back in the 60s. His name was Norman Edmonds. And we heard Kingdom Come from a collection called Classic Mountain Songs from Smithsonian Folkways, and that was recorded in the early 1960s at the Galax Fiddlers Convention. Kingdom Come from Norman Edmonds. And we let off that set with Doc Boggs from his recording, his Folkways years, 1963 to 1968, and Sugar Baby. And that, too, is on Smithsonian Folkways Records. We are celebrating that second 50th anniversary, the 50th anniversary of some of the most influential people in the folk music revival. And the Clancy Brothers were happening just about that time as well. In 1963, they had their groundbreaking concert at Carnegie Hall on St. Patrick's Day. We're going to listen to Brennan on the Moor from that recording from the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem in person at Carnegie Hall on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Yeah.
It's of a brave young highwayman, the story we will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. Was on the Kilworth Mountains, he commenced his wild career. And many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor. One day upon the highway, as Willie he went down, he met the mayor of Cashel, a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor. Oh, Brennan's wife had got the tongue, but she didn't want to buy. And when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. There had to be that temporary, and soon as Willie's broke, hey! She handed him a blunder bus from underneath her coat. For young Brennan on the Moor, Brennan on the Moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the Moor. Now,
as I gate o'er the over gate, I met a bonny lass. She winked at me with a tail o' worry, she winked as I get past. We maturin', eh, maturin', addin', look at turin', addin', eh. As I gate o'er the over gate, a chance to pass her by. Says she, it's a braw brecht min licht nicht, says I, my lass, who hi. We maturin', eh, maturin', addin', look at turin', addin', eh. I bought her rum and porter and a stood her pies and beer. She ate and drank enough to sear an elephant for a year. We maturin', eh, maturin', addin', look at turin', addin', eh. She took me to her sitting room a wee bit in the barn. It's true what Robbie Barnes says, a man was made to mourn. We maturin', eh, maturin', addin', look at turin', addin', eh. There first we get up to her room to hae a wee bit drink, when an awfie like knock come to the door and there was nae time to think. We maturin', eh, maturin', addin', look at turin', addin', eh. It was a big fat bobby got me by the top of my hair, and he get me the whirly jig right into the foot of the stair. We maturin', eh, maturin', addin', look at turin', addin', eh. I headed up the stair again for take a like my clays. Says he, young man, get out of this or I'll give you 30 days. We maturin', eh, maturin', addin', look at turin', addin', eh. Says I have lost my watch chain, my waistcoat and my purse. Says she, I've lost my maiden heed, and that's a damn sight worse. Sway my tune, eh, my tune, ad, and look at tune, ad, and eh. Say, I'll get back to Crail again, contented for to be, with a broken arm, a 5-pound note, with a lassie and Dundee. Way my tune, eh, my tune, ad, and look at tune, ad, and eh.
She will. When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walks she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. once knew has now grown old.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1417. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Appalachian Swing from the Kentucky Colonels, and we just heard Billy in the Lowground with Roland White and Clarence White taking solos there. That's been reissued on Rounder Records from the old Liberty Records label from 1964. We are listening to that other anniversary of 1964 in the folk music area. Lots of folks started their careers around that time, and we're listening to some of them. Before that, we heard from the Paul Simon Songbook. I was in London in 1965 and went into a record store and bought a vinyl copy of this recording. I brought it home, and I was the envy of all of my friends because nobody else had it. We heard April Come She Will from the Paul Simon Songbook, issued on Columbia Legacy about 10 years ago. And before that, a man who very much influenced Paul when he was living in England and was Bert Jansch. And we heard Angie and Work Song. Angie is his famous instrumental, and Work Song was from Cannonball Adderley, from a recording called Dazzling Stranger, the Bert Jansch Anthology, and that's on Castle Music. And before that, Gene Redpath, who introduced us to a lot of Robert Burns music. We heard the Fife Overgate from a compilation called The Prestige Folklore Years, Volume 1. And we let off that set with the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem and Brennan on the Moor from their recording In Person at Carnegie Hall from 1963 on St. Patrick's Day. That's on Columbia Records. Well, we're going to move into the area of songwriters more specifically now. And the man, of course, that everybody was trying to emulate was himself changing his style of music in 1964. This is from Bob Dylan's Halloween concert from 1964, and you'll notice there's a big change in how he does Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Here's Bob Dylan on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. And there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. Well, it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, babe, like you've never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, babe. I can't hear you anymore. I'm thinking and wondering, walking all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. Done better, but I don't mind. You just kinda wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's alright.
Darling, if I'd have known the captain would blind, darling, darling, if I'd have known the captain would blind, I wouldn't have gone to work till 9:30, darling, darling. Well, I asked him for the time of day, darling, darling. I asked him for the time of day, darling, darling. I asked him for the time of day. He got so mad he threw his watch away, darling, darling.
Well, it's early in the morning, well, when I rise, Lordy, mama. It's early in the morning, when I rise, well. It's early in the morning, well, when I rise, Lordy, mama. Well, it's early in the morning, when I rise.
Now that our mountain is growing with people hungry for wealth, how come it's you that's a going and I'm left alone by myself? We used to hunt the cool caverns deep in our forest of green. Then came the road and the tavern, and you found a new love, it seems. Once I had you and the wild wood, now it's just dusty roads, and I can't help from blaming how they've cut all to pieces our ancient poplar and oak, and the hillsides are stained with the greases that burned up the heavens with smoke. To curse the bold crewmen who stripped our earth of its ore. Now you've changed and you've gone over to them, and you've learned to love what you hated before. It corrodes, and I can't help from blaming your going on the coming, the coming.
That I hear now ringing in my ears, I've heard that sound before. What's that I hear now ringing in my ears? I hear it more and more. It's the sound of freedom calling, ringing up to the skies. It's the sound of the old ways of falling. You can hear it if you try. You can hear it if you try. Oh, what's that I see now shining in my eyes? I've seen that light before. Hey, what's that I see now shining in my eyes? I see it more and more. It's the light of freedom calling, shining up to the sky. It's the light of the old ways of falling. You can see it if you try. You can see it if you try. Hey, what's that I feel now beating in my heart? I felt that beat before. Hey, what's that I feel now beating in my heart? I feel it more and more. it's the rumble of freedom calling, climbing up to the skies. It's the rumble of the old ways of falling. You can feel it if you try. You can feel it if you try.
Phil Oakes from 1964 and his first album, All the News That's Fit to Sing. And What's That I Hear from Phil Oakes. That's on Elektra Records. And before that, we heard from Judy Collins and Billy Ed Wheeler's classic tune, The Coming of the Roads, from Judy's fifth album. It's also on Elektra. And before that, we heard from Mimi and Richard Farinha and one of their tunes, Pack Up Your Sorrows. It got covered by a lot of folks. It's on Vanguard Records. And before that, we heard from Ian and Sylvia from their very first album, Ian and Sylvia, and Rocks and Gravel, the lead-off track, one of their own tunes from Ian and Sylvia. That's from 1963 and Vanguard Records. And we let off that set with Bob from Halloween of 1964 and Don't Think Twice, It's All Right from Live 1964 on Columbia Legacy Records. We are listening to music from that other anniversary, the anniversary of a lot of the folks we're still listening to in the folk community. Tom Paxton has always said that his topical songs have a short shelf life, but this one from his first album really sort of still hits home. This is Daily News from Tom Paxton on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Civil rights leaders are a pain in the neck. Can't hold a candle to Chiang Kai-shek. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Then the bombers are afraid of a fight. Peace hurts business and that ain't right. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. We've got to bomb Castro, bomb him flat. He's too damn successful and we can't risk that. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. There's millions of commies in the freedom fight, yelling for Lenin and civil rights. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. Well, it seems like the whole damn world's gone wrong. St. Joe McCarthy is dead and gone. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Don't try to change my mind with facts. To hell with the graduated income tax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. You know, John Paul Getty is just plain folks. The UN Charter is a cruel hoax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. J. Edgar Hoover is the man of the hour. All that he needs is just a little more power. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand. Ride right along to Never Never Land.
Did you ever go down on the Mobile, Texas line? Did you ever go down on the Mobile, Texas line? Now you know I want to ask you, did you see that gal of mine? Now you don't cry, babe, now your daddy's gone away. Don't cry, mom. Daddy's gone away. You know I hate to leave. No, I'll be home someday. And I've rode the Central boys, and I've rode the L&N. Yes, I rode the Central, and I rode the L&N. And the Alabama women, now they look like section men. Don't the cloud look lonesome up above the deep blue sea? Don't the cloud look lonesome up above the deep blue sea? Don't my baby look so sweet lying in my arms asleep? Did you ever go down on the Mobile, Texas line? Did you ever go down on the Mobile, Texas line? Now you know I want to ask you, did you see that guy of mine?
I'm going away, my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty gal. Foot train pass by while you lay asleep. I'll write you a letter on a dusty box on our wall. Once had a true love in old Kentucky. I once had a love in sunny Tennessee. But a New York gal brought me pain and sadness. And now I'm as lonely as I can be. Cause I'm going away, my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty gal. Foot train passed by, lay asleep. I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar walk. See, women bring you grief and sorrow. Country girls are as sweet as they can be. City women are cold and they are shallow, but a country girl's love is deep as a deep blue sea. Cause I'm going away, my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty gal. Foot train passed by, lay asleep. I'll write you a letter on a dust box car warm. Last train ride I've ever seen. Then put a silver spike on my grist, and I'm a casket weeping willow tree. Cause I'm going with my baby. I'm gonna leave you, pretty gal. Put a train passed by while you're sleeping. I'll write you a letter on a dusty boxcar wall.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine.
1965 opened with a big change in folk music with the Byrds recording Mr. Tambourine Man. Somehow the simplicity of that era just sort of went away after that. Before the Byrds, we heard from Eric Anderson and a tune that was very much like a Woody Guthrie tune in a lot of ways, Dusty Boxcar Wall from Eric Anderson. And before that, from Tom Rush, we heard the Mobile, Texas Line. That was from his recording, Blues, Songs, and Ballads on Prestige Records. And we let off that set with Tom Paxton and Daily News from Ramblin' Boy, his very first recording on Elektra Records. Hope you've enjoyed this two-part feature all about the other 50th anniversary in music, when many of the folks still singing today got their start. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1417.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger.